It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. Practice your good printing. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. So at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. We've got some kids playing in the sprinklers. It looks like a fun summer day. So let's look for this word. Are you ready? F-O-A-G. F-O-A-G. Yes, flag. Do you see the flag in the background? Okay, we're going to color the flag two colors. I want you to find a red crayon and a blue crayon, and you color that flag two different colors. You can make a pattern, or you can do two solid reds, however you want to do it. You do it. So flag has a beginning blend. Instead of a consonant letter and then a vowel, it has two consonants. It says f, ul, and we put the f and the ul together and get full. And when I'm not saying full, I'm not saying I ate too much and I'm full. I'm saying full. Now let's color the pole green. Can you find a green crayon? Let's color the pole, the flag pole, green. So flag has the beginning blend of full, and then do that, the pole, the bottom part of the pole, you know, the stand, go ahead and color that green as well. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's look for something else in our picture that begins the same way that flag does. I see a couple of different things. I'm going to sound it out for you. It might be different than what you were looking at, but we'll get there. Ready? F-O-O-T. F-O-O-T. Float. Do you see the float? It's a ducky float. It's a ducky quack quack float. Do you see it has polka dots? We're going to start with the polka dots. Let's color the polka dots purple. Find a purple crayon and color the polka dots on this duck float purple. Float has the same beginning blend as flag. Full. The first sound is f and the second sound is ul. Okay, put down that purple crayon. Find your green crayon. Let's color the, not the duck, but the rest of the round part of the float. Color that green. Go around those polka dots. We're not coloring the duck head yet. Just the round part of the float. You know what's funny about this float? Have you noticed there's not a pool to put it in? These kids are playing in the sprinklers. Why do they need a float? But maybe they're just putting it on just for fun, which is fun. That's fine by me. All right, put down your green crayon in 3, 2, and 1. Find your yellow crayon. Let's color the duck's head yellow. Remember, this is the listen part of Listen and Learn. Don't color the beak, just the duck's head. What do you suppose? What color should we color the duck's beak? Yep, I was thinking orange too. Put down that yellow crayon in 3, 2, 1. Find an orange crayon and color that beak orange. Should not take you very long at all. And put your crayon down. All right, ready? I'm wondering if you saw this one that begins the same way as float and flag. Has the same beginning blend. Ready? F-O-O-R. F-O-O-R. Flower. Boys and girls, there's so many. Okay, do you see the flowers on the bushes? Can you find your pink crayon? If you don't have a pink crayon, you can use some kind of a red crayon. Let's color and count the flowers on the bushes pink. Ready? We're going to count and color. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We've got 10 flowers on the bushes. On the bushes in the backyard. Put down that pink crayon. Find your black crayon. And if you don't have a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. We're going to subtract some of our flowers on the bushes by crossing them out. Ready? I want you to X out. That means draw an X over 3 of the flowers on the bushes. 1, 2, 3. Okay, how many flowers did we begin with? 10. So 10 is our whole number. We have to get the whole amount in order to subtract. So 10 minus or take away 3 equals, let's see how many are left. Let's count how many flowers are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So let's try that number sentence. 10 take away 3 equals 7. The difference between 10 and 3 is 7. Go ahead and put down your black crayon or your pencil. And let's look at the flowers at the front of the yard. Over, I'm messing up. Forgive me. Let's look at the flowers by the sprinkler. Ready? Let's color 2 of those flowers. You pick them. You get to decide. Color 2 of those flowers yellow. You pick the 2 you want to be yellow. Flowers begins the same way as float and flag. Okay, and then let's color the rest of our flowers blue. I'm going to use my light blue. I can't talk today. My tongue is twisted. I'm going to use my blue-green blue, but you can use whichever blue you want. We're just doing the flowers next to the sprinkler. 2 are yellow, and the rest are going to be blue. All right. Take about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now, let's count these flowers next to the sprinkler. Ready? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 2 yellow flowers and how many blue flowers make 6? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4. So 2 yellow flowers and 4 blue flowers make 6. Now, find your pencil or your black crayon. Let's cross out, put an X over the blue flowers. Ready? Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So what was our whole number? How many flowers did we have to begin with? 6. We crossed out how many? 4. So 6 take away 4 equals how many yellow flowers are left? 2. 6 take away 4 blue flowers equals 2 yellow flowers. All right, let's look for a different beginning blend. Ready? I'm going to sound it out for you. P-O-A-N-T. P-O-A-N-T. Plant. It's next to the flowers. Do you see it? It's in a pot. Let's color the pot first. Let's color the pot brown. Find your brown crayon, color the pot brown. Plant is like our FL beginning blend, but instead of FL, it's PL. It's a PL blend, plant. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Find your red crayon. Let's color any of those buds in that pot. They're growing up tall. Color those red. How many buds are growing in that plant? 1, 2, 3, 4, put down your red crayon. Let's take our black crayon or our pencil. Cross off one bud growing in that plant. One bud, cross it off. So 4 is our big number. It's what we started with. So 4 take away 1 equals how many are left? 1, 2, 3. So 4 take away 1 equals 3. All right, what about this one? P-O-A. P-O-A. Play. These kids are going to play in the sprinkler, or they're playing in the sprinkler. Play and playing has the same beginning blend as plant. So let's color all the water. Find your blue crayon. Again, I'm going to use my light blue, but you can use whichever blue you want. There's 3 strips of water coming out of the sprinkler. They're tall and they're blasting out. Go ahead and color those blue. 1, 2, and 3. And then let's color the drops of water coming out. There's a whole bunch. Color those blue too. So plant and play begin with the same beginning sound of pull. And I'm not saying pull. I'm not saying, can you pull the door open for me? I'm saying pull. Can you do it? Pull. All right, I've got all my water drops blue. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. And then let's try to find a different beginning blend. Ready? I see some grass, but there's not a lot of like grass. I'm going to call it something. Are you ready for this? Maybe you've heard of it before. I'm going to call it a clump. 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 I put the beginning blend together for you. It's cool. Clump. There are some grass clumps in this backyard. Do you see them? Well, what color should we color them? I mean, I bet you already know. Yes, green. So let's color the grass clumps. It's just little bits of pieces of grass here and there. Clumps. It's a clump. Clump is cool. It's a CL blend. We have a PL blend like plant and play, and we have an FL blend such as flag and flower and float. And now this is CL like clump and clap and clay. We put our C and our L together and get cool. All right. How many grass clumps do you see? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 is our whole number. It's the whole amount. Find that pencil or that black crayon. I want you to cross out 2 grass clumps. Put an X over them. 1, 2. So 4 is what we started with. Take away 2 equals how many grass clumps are left? 2. All right, if you're holding your pencil, keep holding it. If you don't have it yet, pick it up. We're going to work at the bottom. Come down to where the girl has a teddy bear and a box filled with, like, there's a ball. It looks like she's going to play. And then next to it, we have a CL blend in a box, coal, or the PL blend in a box. Which one matches play? Play. Yep, PL. Will you color the whole PL box with your pencil? We're going to color in the whole square. Shade it in with your pencil. Play begins with the PL beginning blend. I was doing really good on my talking, and then I just messed up again. I apologize. Okay, scoot over. We have a float. Float. What's the beginning blend? Is it FL or GL? Float. Yep, FL. Go ahead and shade that box in for me. Color that box in. Float begins with our beginning blend of FL. We're just coloring the whole box in, the whole square. Scoot over. It looks like that's clap. What is the beginning blend for clap? CL or SL? CL, you got it. You're an expert now. Go ahead and shade that box in for me. Clap. All right, let's go down to the sentence. We're going to practice reading this sentence. I'll go first. You point at the words. Ready? We have a, look, there's a picture clue. Oh, sprinkler. Let's read it again now that I know what that big long word is. I had to use my picture clue. We have a sprinkler. Will you echo me and point to the words? We have a sprinkler. Your turn. Yes, I'm telling you, this is a telling sentence. So should we put a question mark or a period? You got it. We should put a period. It's right there at the end. There's a little circle for you to stick it in. Put it inside that circle and then trace that circle. We have a sprinkler. That's a telling sentence. And then look at the W in the beginning of the word we. There's two lines underneath it. Trace those lines for me. That's our reminder that we need to start our sentence with, yep, you guessed it, a capital letter. We begin all sentences with a capital letter. So we're going to copy this sentence. Ready? Start right under that letter W and make a capital W. Go all the way to the ceiling, all the way to that top line, make a capital W, and then an E. Finger space, have, H-A-V-E. I'm just copying the words. Finger space, A. Finger space, sprinkler. This is a big long word. Let's make sure we spell it correctly. S-P-R-I-N-K-L-E-R. And then put your period. So you should have a capital W. We have a sprinkler and then a period. Okay, let's practice subtracting with a number line. See our first number sentence? It says 6 minus 4. Jump down to the number line. Look at the 6. It has a circle around it. Trace that circle. That's our whole number. That's our beginning number that we need to subtract. So 6, and then it says take away 4. We're going to do 4 jumps on the number line. Trace those jumps. 1, 2. 3, 4. What did it land on? What number is that? 2. That's our answer. Go back up here where it says 6 minus 4 equals and put a 2 in that line. We jump backwards on a number line when we're subtracting because when you take away, the number just gets smaller. All right, scoot over. Now we have a new number sentence and it says 5. Take away 2. Well, let's look at these water drops. See them? I put them there for you. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's our whole amount. What does the number sentence say to take away? 5, take away how many? 2. Cross out 2 water drops. 1, put an X over them. 2. How many water drops are left? 1, 2, 3. So 5, take away 2, equals 3, write 3 on the line. You did it. You did the whole activity with me. That's because, boys and girls, if you haven't heard, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.